The French Revolution Through Visual Images by Catherine Asterbury. Podcast 5, The Terror. In the lead-up to the period known as the Terror, in early 1793, France was in a pitiable state. The war against Europe was not going favourably, whilst civil war was tearing the country apart. The most notable of these civil wars were the insurrections in the Vendée that would only cease in December 1793 after a loss of between 200 and 300,000 lives. The church and the king became rallying points for those opposed to the patriots. The counter-revolutionary movement gathered momentum, both abroad and in France. Within the convention, frictions intensified between the two main political factions, the Girondins and the Jacobins, while the disastrous economic situation, for which the wars were in part responsible, made sans-culottes uprisings habitual. Indeed, in February 1793, war had taken its toll on prices. The cost of sugar and soap, amongst other goods, had doubled or trebled since 1790. In response to this, a revolutionary tribunal was formed in March 1793, and a committee of public safety was created on the 6th of April. The Jacobins harnessed the power of the sans-culottes to eliminate their opponents, leading to the arrest of the Girondins. But they also wanted to limit the sans-culottes' desire for direct democracy. Gradually, governmental power was centralised in the hands of the Committee of Public Safety. They expanded the revolutionary tribunal, increasing arrests on simple suspicion. On the 5th of September 1793, mass demonstrations led the Convention to declare terror as its means of government. This was the start of a period of violence in which nearly 40,000 people were executed, most of them peasants. Thousands were killed, with strong individuals taking advantage of the power vacuum. In the provinces, trial was without appeal, and there was a certain amount of score settling at play. In Paris, the executions were primarily about rival factions jostling for control. The autumn of 1793 was marked by a policy of de-Christianisation and more rigorous attempts to put down the rebellion throughout France. This included mass drownings of priests and nuns in Nantes. Churches were pillaged and the word saint erased from street names. On the 5th of October, the creation of a republican calendar further showed the divorce between the French state and religion. By the end of 1793, the war was going better. The Vendée was virtually subdued, and some called for an end to terror. However, even expressing doubt about the need for terror was considered treasonous and could lead to the guillotine. Maximilien Robespierre had imposed himself as one of the most powerful protagonists of the French Revolution through power play. He had sent many of his opponents to the guillotine earlier in the Terror and had declared France a republic of virtue. Robespierre began to express concerns at the anarchy of atheism. He planned a state religion to be called the cult of the supreme being. The climate of fear and suspicion led those who feared they might be next to begin to plot to get rid of Robespierre, who was increasingly isolated. On the 27th of July 1794, Robespierre made a speech at the Convention where it seemed that he had a new list of those to be arrested. He didn't name anyone, but those who feared arrest led a preemptive strike and arrested Robespierre and his supporters. Although they escaped from prison and took refuge in the Hôtel de Ville, they were recaptured and executed the following day. Many see the execution of Robespierre as the end of the Terror. The date on which he was executed, according to the new revolutionary calendar, was the 9th of Thermidor, leading historians to talk of the aftermath of his death as a Thermidorian reaction.